Hello, my friends. There is a movie debuting today on iTunes, which makes you think. That's very important. You may agree, you may disagree, but it makes you think, makes you wonder. It's titled Pump, P-U-M-P, as in gas pump. And the man who's responsible, or the organization is responsible, its founder is on the line, Fuel Freedom Foundation, Triple F, Yossi Hollander. Yossi Hollander, welcome to the Dennis Prager Show.
Pleasure to be with you.
I got a lot of questions having watched your film. And let me just make clear to everybody what it is about. It's a major, passionate advocate of giving people choice in fuels, as it were, just as we have choice in toothpaste, toilet paper, cars, etc. Is that fair to say?
That's the whole point. Let's have a choice. Let us decide what fuel we want to put in our car and not the government.
Yes, let us decide.
The oil company, for
right.
This matter.
So I got a few questions that just gnawed at me after watching it. All right, here's one, for example. You mentioned all these bills that prevent these alternative fuels from being used in cars. Like there's an easy way to make any one of our cars, at least a post-1990 car, able to run on any of these alternate fuels. But there are all these laws against that. Why would the Democrats, when they had complete control of the presidency and the two houses of government, why didn't they undo those laws?
I think if you look at history, I mean, nobody does, okay? I mean, we had eight presidents that promised us to get away from oil, and we know exactly where we are today. We were happy that the price goes to $80 a barrel, while it should be at 50 or 40. And we're ecstatic that it's going a little bit down. So I think the responsibility here lies with everybody. I think part of the issue is people don't know. That's one of the reasons we made that movie. So people will know, hey, you can convert your car at less than $300 to run on other fuels, and then you can choose the fuels. But right now, nobody knows that they can do it. So if you don't know, you can't even ask.
Let me make this clear. For under $300, I can convert my car to run on
ethanol, methanol, gasoline, or any combination, all in the same tank.
No, I'm quiet because, as I was during watching your movie, that's mind-blowing if it's true. I don't understand why it's not known. I mean, that's huge.
Yes, it is known. The funny thing is that it's known in what we call the hacker community or the racing community. All the people who actually play with the car, and many of them know that they can change the car, but very few people ever looked at that and said, wait a second, what other fuels we can use here? And we kind of ran the test, and then we found out there's a lot of people that know about it, but it's kind of, for them, it's a hobby. It's not something they thought about in like an industrial way. Wait a second, that means we can run our cars on other fuel. We can have competition at the pump.
So even the Democrats, the anti-big oil party, they don't know about this?
Very few people know. It's relatively new, the ability to... Everybody knew that we can build cars that are flex fuel and can run on other fuels, but very few people until now knew that we can convert it, yes. And part of the issue is that the laws that govern this are very, very, very old, and nobody wants to touch them at all. And they were intended for good purposes, but like many laws, now they don't have any good purpose, and they impede the progress. So I think right now we don't necessarily need to change the law. It may be enough to change just the regulations that actually are in the, by which they...
How much is one of these alternate fuels? How much would it cost to fill my car compared to gasoline?
So we believe that on a mileage equivalent basis, you can get between 50 cents to a dollar less per gallon. So people will tell you, oh, there's a little bit less energy. So what it means really, it means that you'll still pay a dollar less for the same mileage, but you'll feel instead of four times a month, you'll feel five times.
All right, I'm curious if anybody knows about this and have reactions. The movie is out today on iTunes. Pump. My friends, I'm Dennis Prager. I'm speaking to a man named Yossi Hollander, who is the founder of the Fuel Freedom Foundation, an organization dedicated to finding alternatives to oil. Now, I am a major advocate of U.S. independence from others, even if it means more drilling and more drilling. My first priority is getting off any dependence of foreign oil, because nearly all the foreigners we depend on are bad guys. Having said that, I would love to have something else entirely. That would be great if we could make fuel out of garbage, which is what my guest contends, correct? We can make fuel out of garbage?
We can make fuel out of almost anything. We have tons of natural gas. We are the Saudi Arabia of garbage. We could make fuel from a lot, even corn. We can make things from whatever available. It's American. Let's make a fuel out of it.
All right, let's go to some calls for you here. Detroit, Michigan, and Kevin. Hi, Kevin. You're on with Yossi Hollander and me.
Hi, Dennis. It's an honor. Yossi, I don't doubt what you're saying, that you can set vehicles up to burn different fuels at any given time. The problem is, one, the cost. It's going to cost you more than $300 to do so. You're going to have to change over the injectors because some fuels require a higher flow rate than normal gasoline. Some don't require as much. The other issue you're going to run into is if you set it up to run multiple fuels at once, it's a give-and-take situation. Like I can speak from experience firsthand with my Tahoe. It's a flex-fuel vehicle, runs E85, runs gasoline. The problem is that my gas mileage is about 20% less on the E85 than it is on standard mid-grade gasoline, and the cost is about 20% less. So you're not getting the 50, 60 cents a gallon savings that you were talking about, because it has to be able to control both those fuels. Now, if you had it set up to do one or the other, you could get it a little more efficient, but then you're talking about reprogramming the ECU or swapping the ECU every time you change your fuel over.
All right, so let me just, that's a very important call to me, and I'll have Yossi respond in a minute, but I just want to make clear, let us say there really is an alternative to fuel, or to oil, excuse me, a complete non-oil-based alternative, and it's the exact same mileage and exact same cost. Wouldn't we be for it?
Yeah, I'm not saying that I'm not for it. I'm just saying that I know you came out early in the show and said that
I know on the $300. Okay, that's right. Very fair. Listen, a knowledgeable caller like you is terrific. Yossi, got a response?
So it all depends, of course, on which model. There are models where the conversion is just a software switch. We show it in the movie that it's just a software switch. There are models where you will need to replace a few oil rings. Most of the switching costs are labor. We converted dozens of cars and dozens of models to various fuels, not just the one I told you. We ran the same engine sometimes on seven different fuels.
All right.
The regulations don't allow us to change it right now, and that's where the hindrance is. As far as cost, one of the other things we show in the movie is that many of the cars that are on the road today, like a flex fuel car, are actually mistuned to run correctly on ethanol. And if you change the tuning better, you get very close mileage to the mileage that you get on gasoline. So the big question why this is like that and why the car companies are not tuning their cars properly. But that's a whole different question at this point. But
all right, let me take
it. We can also change the tune. We've done that, and the car starts running at a very similar mileage.
All right, Eric in Philadelphia, Dennis Prager with Yossi Hollander.
Hi, it's a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you.
So basically, his premise that you can I'm a chemical engineer, just for background. The premise that you can change a car's fuel to be different is true. However, obtaining that fuel is very difficult. The reason we use gasoline is because it is far more superior to any fuel we could possibly use. Ethanol, which I heard you guys talking about earlier, is a little bit more than half as efficient energy-wise as gasoline. And to obtain it is a large energy expenditure. So the primary source would be corn. And to fuel just the passenger cars that we use every day in the United States would require, I think, the entire continental United States plus two Alaskas growing corn to produce enough ethanol, not to mention 40 to 50 gallons of diesel fuel to grow that corn per acre.
All right, hold on. That's a great challenge. Yossi?
It's very simple. It's very simple. You don't care about how much the calculation of energy is very relevant. The question is the cost of energy. If they can produce it without subsidies at a cheaper price, that's all that matters. And we're not just, by the way, we're not showing just corn ethanol. We're showing natural gas ethanol. We're showing CNG proper. We're showing CNG natural gas to methanol, garbage to methanol.
Explain methanol, Yossi. Yossi, explain.
In the United States, and they're all cheaper.
Yossi, explain methanol.
Okay, methanol is a liquid fuel that is another alcohol that is highly used in racing. For example, IndyCar runs on methanol. Race car drivers prefer methanol. We actually show it in the movie because it's cheaper and safer for them. And it's a very clean burning fuel. I mean, it's 80% less than the others. Now, the key for us is not to tell you to run ethanol or methanol or CNG or gasoline. The key is not for us to have that discussion. We don't have that discussion on which cereal is best and which one is more expensive and which one is healthier. We put them all, and which one has a better color. We put them all in the shelf, and we as individuals decide if we want to buy or not.
Eric, you want to quickly respond?
For whatever reason, don't buy it.
Okay, Eric?
Let Joe from Montana buy it.
I would agree with some of that. Methanol is a little bit difficult to obtain as well. Yes, you can use natural gas to produce that, but there's still energy expenditure, and it's not as efficient as gasoline. Gasoline is our best.
So what about race cars?
Because for the price, all you care about is not the energy content. What you care is the price per mile.
All right, listen, let me tell everybody the movie. It's provocative, as indeed this entire discussion has been. The movie is Pump. It debuts today on iTunes. Even conservatives are interested in what fuel we use. You're listening to the Dennis Prager Show. Hi, everyone. Dennis Prager here. I found out during the break that, in fact, the iTunes debut has been delayed. It'll be in January, but you can see the movie as of today at pumpthemovie.com, pumpthemovie.com, and then make up your own mind. I just do want to be on record saying that I would trade a little mileage for clean-burning fuel that creates, that really does create jobs, not the phony creates jobs with the green movement here in America and doesn't send our money to these reprehensible regimes that have been blessed with fuel. By the way, it will be a fascinating thing to watch in the world because within, I would say, a decade, certainly two decades, there will be so much oil, natural gas, coming from the United States, thanks to fracking, for example, and there will be so much alternative fuel. There's no question there will be. That Saudi Arabia will no longer be able to sustain itself the way it has. And Russia will have nothing essentially to export. It's going to be a massive weakening in Iran. Think of Iran. What does Iran export? Other than Iranians who hate their regime, who are a terrific export, actually. I know a lot of Iranians. In this regard, and you know I never fool you with optimism, in this regard, there is reason for optimism. If the environmentalist fanatics don't get their way on the one hand, and we don't let things continue on the other hand, with just getting oil from odious regimes, there really is reason for optimism. Putin is ruling a country that is disappearing demographically, that has a spectacular problem in not only reproduction, but in inebriation, and that will not be able to sustain its economy with its corruption, its cronyism, and its dependence upon oil and natural gas exports. The question is, how much damage will these regimes do before they fall? That's my worry. Iran with a nuclear weapon before the Ayatollahs are overthrown. I'm Dennis Prager, and I will see you tomorrow.